everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great program for you. Won't you stay tuned? Tonight, part three of the racial identity of the true house of Israel. It's not who you might think it is, ladies and gentlemen. It could be someone that don't know who they are. We're going to get into the fulfillment of the prophecies of the identity of a people that disobeyed around 721 B.C., and they were exiled over to the Assyrian captivity. Then they were dealt kindly with, and they were released, never to return to the sandbox where people think that that is Israel proper. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a people that is in the earth, well hidden, blind, and lost, and we hope tonight that we're going to give you some information that will help you determine just exactly who the children of Yahweh are. Now, we left off last night telling you in the book of Romans, chapter 11, that the children of Israel were blinded. Now, if they were blinded, there has to be a reason. What would you really, how could you interpret that scripture? Blindness, in part, has happened unto Israel. First of all, let's review just a little bit, and I'll come back later and answer that question, or try to, and hopefully you can agree with our answer for the reason that Israel was blinded. Abraham's seed was to be like the sands of the sea, as promised in Genesis 22:17 again, and in Genesis 24:60, Rebecca, Isaac's wife, was promised to be the mother of thousands of millions. Thousands of millions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, the unofficial count of those that call themselves Jews, who are reported to be Israel, there's less than 14 million. Now, where, if this is true, where is the promise? Is Yahweh lying? Mother of thousands of millions. Now, at the time of the Exodus, Moses prophesied to Israel that Yahweh was to make of them 1,000 times so many as you are, Deuteronomy 1:11. There were over 3 million Israelites then, and over 15 million at the time of David, 1,000 years before Christ. Yet, those who insist that 15 million Jews today, approximately, let's give them the benefit, so 3,000 years, it's amazing, 3,000 years after David, where is the promise of thousands of millions? How would you honor Yahweh with the fact that the Jews are God's chosen people, and he was going to make them Israel? Would you make him out to be a liar when he said that he would make the sons of Abraham in his covenant relationship to Isaac hundreds of millions? Where is this people at? Where did the sand of the sea or the stars in the heavens. And yet, the little, tiny, this is just, the Jews wouldn't even make up 1% of the world's population. And yet, Christians, who are blind, we get back this blind thing. I mean, they stand in the pulpit blind as a bat. Have the instincts of the doctrines of man that the Jews are God's chosen people, and it was the Jews that came out of Egypt, and it was the Jews that Moses led across the Red Sea, and that Christ himself was a Jew. Well, we refute all of that. That's not true. And yet, people want to continuously make Yahweh out to be a liar when there's less than 15 million Jews, or those who claim Jewish heritage. Now, at that point, I've got to invoke the scripture that makes a lot of people mad, but it's one that the Messiah quoted, and so it shouldn't offend you if you believe his word. There are those who claim to be Jews and are not. Could it be that these 15 or so million people, less than that really, giving them a benefit of the doubt for this 15 million time frame, could it be that they are the ones that claim to be and are not, and that the people that don't think that they are Israel are, yet they're blind and they can't see? Without a shepherd, without someone to awaken them, without the watchman on the wall. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 31, there was a new covenant. It was made with the house of Israel. And again, Hebrews in chapter 8 verifies that the house of Israel with the house of Judah would be the two nations that make up the 10 northern tribes and the two tribes in the south that will make up the 12 tribes, with the half a tribe of Manasseh making a 13th tribe. And we've only got the 15 million out of a promise of Yahweh himself. I'm going to make your seed like the stars of heaven or the sands of the sea. Now, my question to you. You just go to one beach around, let's say, somewhere in Florida. Say like Daytona Beach. That's a familiar geographical land spot. Let's just go down there and we take a bucket loader, big giant bucket loader, and we scoot up all the sand and we count every grain. And we look up into the heavens where Yahweh resides and say, you lie. You lie. There is no people on the earth that would identify like the sands of the sea, like you say. See, their unbelief makes Yahweh a liar. But there is a people who don't know who they are. Now, the Bible says that Yahweh knows them that are his. Has he kept a genetic count? Has he looked on his Lamb's book? He knows how many came out. He knows how many is coming back. Let me show you a scripture. In the 10th chapter of the book of John, 10:25 to be exact, we have those that just insist that Jesus, the one we call Jesus, came to the Jews. But the Messiah, the one you call Jesus, said to the Jews, you believe me not because you're not my sheep. I know them that say they're Jews but are not, but are liars. They're out of the house of Satan. Now, that mean? Out of the house of Satan. That means his progeny, his seed, his sperm. He's the father of all of these that claim to be Jews and are not. And the blind, dumb, Israelite Christians, most of them are. They don't know who they are. And they certainly don't know who the Jews are that they claim to be God's chosen people. They don't even know themselves, let alone somebody else. Now, if they don't know who they are, how in the world would they know who somebody else is? To know where you're going, you've got to know where you've been. Because if you've been where you're going, you know who you are and what your destination is. The blindness in part of Romans 11 is hovering right over this particular issue. Israel was divided after the death of Solomon. Millions of Israelites of the northern kingdom called the house of Israel went into the Assyrian captivity in 740-41 B.C. and were lost to biblical Bible history. But secular histories recorded millions of the Aryan blushing white race appeared suddenly in the same area about 700 B.C. They became the Christian people of Europe and then America. Hosea prophesied to the house of Israel before they went into captivity. And listen to what he said. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. There is said unto them, you are the sons of Yahweh. In Europe, in America, in South Africa, in Australia, in the British Isles, all points to the north of the Scandinavians into Denmark, these were told that they're not God's people. We're told that by the millions that we are to become the sons of the living God when we are cast out. Yet we would know him because blindness has happened. At the time that the Judean kingdom was destroyed in 586 B.C., by the king of Babylon, by the way, here comes the prophet Jeremiah. Notice what he said. He prophesied to the house of Israel. The house of Israel. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. With you I will break in pieces the nations, and with you I will destroy kingdoms. Oh. How many nations has the Jews broken up? Or how many heathen nations have they destroyed the pagan rule that the heathen nation would have? No. Is that a fair question? Did you know that airplanes was actually prophesied by the prophets of Yahweh? Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? If you look in the book of Isaiah, the prophet that was prophesied naked for 3 years because of the disobedience of Israel, in the 60th chapter of the book of Isaiah and the 8th verse, what people then fly 99% of the world's airplanes. Is it the Jews or someone else? Could you tell me? In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6, Yahweh promised Israel that thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. What people? What people has been the most generous people on the planet? What nation has been so prosperous? Yeah, airplanes. A simple thing like airplanes. It was the Aryan nation of America that invented the airplane, the Sons of Yah, right here in North Carolina Hills, by the way. Oh, my. It's prophesied in Isaiah 60, verse 8. I don't know whether you know that or not, but it is. Who are those who mine the sea with technology to reach down, way down, and mine the minerals and the riches of the sea? Who pumps the oil? What technology, what country, what people brought this technology that the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee? That was the rich oil mineral deposits. Who, pray tell me, the Jews? Ladies and gentlemen, they're sitting over in a little sandbox. Would not survive had it not been for the generous contribution and charity of America or the so-called Christian nations with America as the leader. To prop up this little country as it's recorded in Isaiah 16 verse 5. What people build and operate the great merchant and fishing fleets and mine the oceans for its minerals and wealth? Tell me one nation. Is it the Jews? Is this prophecy for to the God's chosen people?
There are two groups of people in the world, Pastor, by the glory of God, shall not, hallelujah. That's the Jews, that's God's chosen people. Now, I want you to know that. You know, I don't understand why you can't see that in the Bible. It's right there in black and white, glory to God. You can read it. The Jews are God's chosen people. And the rest of us, is Gentiles. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this word if it might make you mad. I'm not throwing it at any individual. I'm just throwing it as a people because the Bible says so. My people are dumb. I'm telling you, we can't see the end of our nose for the blindness. I know it's designed by divine, spoken by Yahweh himself, blindness in part has happened to Israel. You can't see, you can't smell the coffee. You can't even look at the prophecies here that in Deuteronomy chapter 15, that, again, God promised that thou shalt lend unto many nations and thou shalt not borrow. In the third chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and by the way, 90% of the Aryan race live within the 30th to the 40th parallel through the earth. The major abundance of wealth and power and technology comes from somewhere close to the 33rd parallel. In the Western, not the Eastern nation, but the Western nations, where the Anglo-Saxon and those from America, Deuteronomy 33, verse 13, and of Joseph, he said, Joseph, and I'm talking about birthright, son. I said, I'm talking about birthright, son. Joseph was a birthright son. Get over it. And from him, the stone shepherd, the Messiah, descended through his bloodline. But I can't get that across to blind people. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I've sent you prophets. I've sent you witnesses. They have piped to you, but you won't dance. You don't like the sound of the music, but you live a lie. God's chosen people is the Jews. All the prophecies is related to the Jews. Glory to God. Big evangelist, worldwide ministries. The people get down and drink those intoxicating lies to their own death and destruction, ever learning. I see so many people, Christians, in these churches I'm talking about. They carry their Bible under their arm. They're so holy. It is so beautiful, and it really is, and I'm not being facetious here. It is so beautiful to see the parking lots of these churches so full on Sunday morning. You see the husband get out. You see the wife in her beautiful dress. You see the children dressed proper, very behaved, mannerisms. You see them with their Bibles. There's a sister, she gets out on the side with her Bible clutched to her breast. There is the head of the household. He gets out and he's got his Bible under his arm. They go into the church house. They park their brain and set their rears down on the seat and get indoctrinated that the Jews are God's chosen people. And they're just dumb Gentiles. Go not to the Gentiles. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. But go. Go to the lost sheep. Go to the blind lost sheep. They're still blind. They're still lost. They carry their Bibles. Contained in the Bible that they carry is the revelation I'm giving you right now. Who would receive it? Not very many. Joseph. Of Joseph, he said in verse 13, Yahweh blessed, and blessed be his land. Separate from the rest of Israel? For the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep, that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, that's an agricultural nation, the leading, the number one nation of this prophecy would have to be over in the sandbox. if you believe, the lying preachers and the blind, dumb preachers deceived and being deceived, those people that carry their Bibles into the pews, park their brain in the foyer where they hang their hats, they hang their brain in there, and come in there and they get their ears tickled with something that seems right.
That's right, glory to God. Medium Jews, that's God's people now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Shunda.
For the precious things put forth by the moon, the abundance of harvest of the agricultural producing number one nation. That's over in the sandbox, isn't it, Pastor Buddy? Yep, glory to God. Hallelujah, Shunda. They're growing. Boy, they're growing. They're feeding the world over there. Yeah, they lend to many nations. That's the Jews. That's God's chosen people. Glory to God. Otherwise, people, you are making Yahweh out to be a liar. If so, be it somebody else. But if you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, and the prophecies related to them in the Bible are concerning them, when he said millions and millions as the sand of the sea would multiply, and yet we ain't got 14 million. Oh, I forgot. 6 million of them died in World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, the statistics don't bear that out. The evidence don't bear that out. This is a perpetrated lie by somebody that called themselves Jews and are not. They're very crafty. They're mind-controlling. And they have taken over the world. Now, you say, well, what do you mean they've taken over the world? Well, if you read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, somebody wrote these. If you think that the United States government is now run by Israelites, you're wrong. They are truly, this country is truly, right now, even this administration is controlled by a Jewish element. And I should say element. And I said ailment, and I guess I said the right word. It's an ailment. They run Hollywood. They run the National Council of Churches. The Illuminati. They're run by the Jews. Gosh, small people here. I done proved to you. They's less than 15 million. Folks, there's a billion people in China. Is that the sand of the sea people? Have they led the world in technology? Is there a history that the yellow man? How about the brown men in India? Who is these people that the promises of the covenant to the Bible, who is these blushing people other than the Caucasian race in the earth? Now, by control, by design, diminishing and perishing from the earth because of the lack of knowledge. No pride.
Well, we've got a conscience and we feel sorry for everybody else.
You can't feel sorry for the devil. If he's got a piney, miney spirit, and he has, if he has an accusing spirit, and he has,
y'all need to give your wealth away. Y'all need to give us what y'all got.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble because the United States government is run by an element in the White House and staffed by those who are Jews, at least they say they are. A chief of staff is a Jew. Obama has chosen, and he had to choose who he was told to choose. These were handpicked by somebody else. Not, everybody say, Obama did this. Obama is a stooge. He's a figurehead. He's a lapdog. If you don't believe it, you cross these people I'm talking about and see what's going to happen to you. The Pentagon, right now, is run by the Jews. The medical pharmaceutical industry is run by the Jews. All of the major secrets were stolen from the U.S. government by guess who? The UN is a body sanctioned by Jewish communism. If you don't believe it so, why don't you just tune in to some of their speeches? United States and Great Britain has now become a Jewish financial colony of those elite that control the world. Guess who guards the U.S. nuclear arsenal? Guess who was cheering on 911, jumping up and down in glee? Reckon they had something to cheer about? They were sent home. Yeah, they were caught. The ADL controls most of your YouTube media. Menorahs are now allowed. Crosses are banned. Jewish females are making fun of the one we call the Messiah, be it Jesus Christ or Yahweh Shua, and I would prefer the latter. However, they mock and belittle our Savior, just like they did when he was here on earth. There is a people who Christ said himself in the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 25, turned and looked right at them. They call themselves Jews now. He said, you ain't my sheep. Go only to the lost sheep. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. They're planning world domination. A few people to rule the many. And only because the many are blind, handicapped by their conscience, lied to by these false prophets in the Christian churches. Oh, my. They're buying up the world with all of your wealth. They give you a worthless money and change the money of the Bible, silver and gold. They confiscated all that with a piece of paper. It was an IOU. Worthless. And yet the magic, this is witchcraft. Voodoo. Pulled over on a people that are blind, ignorant, and deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, all over our country, we have these who are now turning country into a socialist country like Russia. And the reason why is Edom, red, the star. The red star of Edom, the red shield. Scarlet-collared beast. The international Jewish bankers rule the world. The largest landowners on earth are the smallest group on the earth. 97% of the world's wealth is held by less than 3% of the population. I'll repeat that now. 97% of the world's wealth is controlled by less than 3% of its world population. And I'm going to give you a startling figure. 2% of that is Jewish. At least 1% of those that they invite into the club. They got a club. Our homeland defense is now Jewish controlled. The Bilderbergs, those rich elite, the world's elite Bilderbergs, you've heard of those, 70% of those are Jewish. 70%. The other 30% of those who are invited to attend that have sold their soul to Satan for a piece of bread. We've got a problem. It is a growing blindness, a veil. When they read the Bible, they have a veil over their eyes. I'm talking about the ones that are blind. It is a veil. It is a conditional veil of something that seems right. Shall allow often enough and repeat it long enough, it becomes the accepted truth of the norm. They shall cast the truth to the ground, and they shall prosper, and they shall practice. Our three wars that are prophesied to be are controlled by the international money changers, and in war they make profit. They also have an agenda to destroy a people that are blushing, are called Caucasian. We have been reduced down to less than 5% of the world's population. At one time, we were thriving. Now, 95% of everybody, generally on an average now, if you go through the world, 95 out of 100 will be non-white. I'm going to repeat that. By the destructive blindness that has happened to Israel, as it was in the days of Noah, when Noah's progeny or Noah's relatives or Noah's kindred had miscegenated away the birthrights of a bloodline directly linked to the Heavenly Father. I am a father to Israel. You above all people have I chosen to be my people, a special people. And to come out of her, the Babylonian agenda,
in America is a joke. We don't have honest politicians no more. Did you know that the United States is bankrupt? Has been for so long that you are now signing contracts of a corporation offshore? These are the masqueraders. These are a tiny fraction of people that have duped through the blindness. It's a punishment now. You get me? Ain't nothing that they do. If Yahweh would take the veil off right now, these people that claim to be Jews and are not would run for the rocks and the mountains and pray for them to follow. Overnight, if Yahweh would open up 5% of the world's population eyes, 5% of Yahweh's children could regain control of planet Earth. But as it was in the days of Noah, we self-destructed through our stupidity. My sheep are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. My sheep are dumb. And as dumb sheep, they wander after the goats of the world. Now, we've got problems, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to solve these problems? Is there enough preachers that would dare teach what I'm teaching tonight? I doubt it. How many preachers like Pastor Buddy do you hear on the radio? You don't hear none on television, I'm sure. That's a high-priced medium that only the elite, the liars, the soothsayers, or the conditioners are allowed to get on. Here, we function barely on WWRB. This is a very generous radio station with its time allotted to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for every penny that the sheep who know who they are send to my ministry to help me preach this gospel. It means so much to me in my spirit tonight to know that there is a racial covenant people, a remnant, as we are reviewing the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, where there's no fig trees involved in the book of Romans.
Well, the Jews is the fig tree.
Oh, if they are, they're in bad shape. Cursed. No fruit. And that's exactly what I'm talking about tonight compared to the covenant blessing promises of Yahweh, who all day long held out his hand to a gainsaying and a disobedient people. How long, O Israel, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised, you always resist the truth of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the prophets that would dare teach this message. Very few will. And very few have. And fewer will continue. For the voice of the last day prophets. We got somebody on radio that claims to be the last day prophet. He's a joke. He's been in so much trouble, and his own life has proved him unworthy of even saying he's a prophet. Even if a false prophet, I don't think he even deserves the title of being a false prophet. He's more like a scumbag.
fascinating shame that he's brought upon himself as he gets up and lies in a false name. Oh, yeah, he'll use the name of Yahweh when it's interchangeable with the other one. These are the prophets of the deceit of their own heart. These are barking dogs and have no bite. They're in it for the almighty dollar. They compromise and smooth speech and enticing words. They deceive the blind, deem dumb, and dominated sheep of the house of Israel. We're dominated by a false doctrine. We love a lie. Let's get used to it, ladies and gentlemen. We love to dance. We proved that upon the mountain when Moses went to get the word. We parted. We danced. We have these Pentecostal orgies. Dance on. Prance on. Lie on. Sleep on. Take your Bibles and go to church and sit down on the pews with your spiritual brain parked in the foyer of the 23rd chapter of your imagination and listen to the sweet loving incense of the lion prophets of the last days that are sent to destroy you, O Israel. Awake, thou that sleepest, and turn from your wicked ways. I will give you light. Rise and shine, for the light has come, and the Spirit of Yahweh will renew you. My, 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 how I feel the anointing tonight that I have taught you that Yahweh is coming for a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied His name. And you've let a bunch of Edomites from the serpent seed of Satan, the crafty one, the deceitful one, transform himself and his people into the people of Yahweh, or God, or Christ, when in reality they hate him, they despise him, they would still spit in his face if he was here tonight, because they spit in mine. They hate me, they hate him. If they do it unto you, they've done it unto me. One quick thing. The Biblical Encyclopedia, Volume 2, says that the Edomites are part of Jewry. The scientist and historian, Dr. David Davidson, wrote, "Indeed, the Edomites later became completely absorbed in Jewry, and under their aggressive intrusion, the Jews became racially the medium of expression for the Edomite ideal for which Herod the Great had first given political formation. The Edomite intrusion into Judaism at every historical point of contact is fully discussed in the volumes of the Cambridge Ancient History and the history of the latest phase of the intrusion or the absorption of intermarriage in the summary of the Encyclopedia Biblical, Volume 2, page 1187, by the scientist and historian, Dr. David Davidson. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a people that claimed to be Jews and are not. Now, I'm going to pick up on my message here Friday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time as we're going to get into who are the racial covenant Israel compared to the Khazars who call themselves Jews. More revealing information, ladies and gentlemen, coming down the pike to help you, to open your eyes. Now, Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. Yahweh shine upon you. Yahweh bless you going in. And Yahweh bless you coming out. And look to Yahweh for your strength and for your truth. If you would just follow Him and believe Him, you want to believe some Greek god that has been invented to steal, kill, and destroy you through your sympathies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so terrible. It is so terrible. And it is so pitiful that our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I love you tonight, and I appreciate you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB. Now, that's a transmitting jewel of the South. And the number would be 3.185. Now, again, that's WWRB, 3.185. It is, oh my, it is the transmitting jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a blessing. He's coming soon, looking for people. Will I find faith on earth when I come? I love you. Call me, area code 423-626-2172 at the office. Leave me a message. Write me a letter. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. None dare to compare to WWRB. It is the king of all shortwave. You can call me here tonight, 423-338-1972. I'll see you. Friday night, 9:30, Yahweh's blessings be upon you, Israel, and may you awake from your sleep. And I love you.